One of the benefits of living in New Orleans is that there's always something to do, and many times those quote-unquote many things happen to be a weekend festival, including this weekend's Treme Fall Festival, which benefits the restoration of St. Augustine Church. I'm David Benedetto, and to help me elaborate on these subjects, I'll be speaking with the festival co-chair Adolf Bynum Sr. to talk about the upcoming event, as well as board members Alan Powell and Elisa Kuhl of the St. Augustine Church Restoration Project. How did this festival come to be?
This festival came to be over breakfast with a couple by the name of Jessica and Alonzo Knox, along with my wife one day. They said, Adolf, we really need an idea how we can raise money for HEFTA, the Historic Fairburg Treme Association. All the proceeds, since we are a nonprofit, would go to other nonprofits in the neighborhood. So that we then form our organization and we created the Treme Fall Festival. It will fill the streets of Henriette DeLille. It will be up and down Governor Nichols in the 1200 block and also Treme. And the festival itself will be in the yard of St. Augustine. Great vendors, all types of food. And also beverages.
What's kind of the schedule of events and, you know, what music can people expect?
We have Shaka Zulu, Hot 8 Brass Band, and of course, Corey Henry.
So, Alan, for listeners who aren't aware, can you tell us a little bit about the history of St. Augustine Church?
Sure thing. We have been around for 175 years. It started out as a church for African Americans and an area of Treme.
And St. Augustine has also been kind of a bastion for famous musical as well as other figures in New Orleans history. Could y'all talk about that?
Absolutely. So two historical figures that are commonly referenced and a big part of the nation's history are Homer Plessy from Plessy versus Ferguson and also Henriette DeLille, who, of course, is up for being the first African-American saint. And one of the few recent female saints as well. So,
tell us a little bit about this restoration project that's going to be happening.
Sure. So we had a global construction company come in and take a look at St. Augustine because it's got all of the problems that you would expect a property that's almost 200 years to have. And they estimated that the cost to restore the church and the properties on its ground would be at about $5 million. We've already been pledged matching of $1 million for the first $1 million that we raise. And those monies will go towards, again, restoring the church, but also the community center that's attached to it that supports the Treme.
What's the role of the church in the New Orleans community today? Why do you think it's important?
Kind of a glue for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Now, the neighborhood itself is certainly flourishing. But St. Augustine's is that place where it's identified by the people in the city. It's identified in by the people that know the neighborhood of Treme.
The other thing that I witnessed after only going there for a short amount of time is the distance people will travel to attend on a regular basis. So as the Treme is, changing culturally and what have you, there are still multiple congregants that travel from the North Shore and other far-flung areas and will make the commute for 40 minutes or more to come to Mass every Sunday, which I think is kind of a testament to how people feel about the church as well as what it gives back to them.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being here today and talking about this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me as well. I appreciate the time.